All right, we're at the bottom of Erevin Daf Ayin Tes, at the bottom of Amud Beis, at the bottom of 79b. And we're talking about the elders of Pampadisa. We have a statement from, we have a statement from Amar Amemar. Hanami Sabe de Pampadisa Amrinhu. This is another thing that the elders of Pampadisa used to tell us. Itmar ezuhi ashera stam. What's considered an ashera tree? Meaning that if you find a tree and it's in maybe a suspicious area and you don't know if it's a worshipped tree or not. Is this a Pocahontas tree or is this a regular tree? So the Gemara says, Amarav kol shekomarin shomrin osa. Anytime that there are priests that guard it, no one actually eats from the fruit of the tree. So then clearly you can assume this is an Asherah tree, this is an idol worshipping tree. Onto our daf, Ushmo Amar Kagon de Amri Hani Tamre Leshikra de Nitrafi Vishasule Byom Chagam. If people say these are the dates for the beer of the Nitrafi clan, right? This is some kind of idolatrous clan. Or that's actually, Rashi says, that's the actual name of the Avodah Zarah. That's the beer that they drink on their holiday. So then you know. Well, we passing like this, which is a very specific thing. So I assume that maybe is more of an indicator than actual literal litmus test. But that people who say that these dates are used for the beer that they use on their holidays, so that that cues us into the status of it being an Asherah tree. Okay, back to Mavoi a little bit. We'll get a couple more stories in a second, but back to Mavoi for a little bit. Mesive, Ketzad Mishtatzvim B'Mavoi. How do you make a Shitzof in a Mavoi? As we started yesterday in the Mishnah, Mevi'in Chavis Shal Yain V'Shal Shemim V'Shal Tzmar V'Shal Grogros V'Shal Sharmini Peros. A person should bring a barrel of wine, oil, dates, dried figs, or any other type of produce, and that will bring everyone together. Everyone sort of join in with that. So the Gemara says, "Im Mishalot Tzarech Lazakos." If it's from his own personal stash. So then he has to make sure that he is mezak everybody else. Right? He says that he's doing it on everyone else's behalf. V'im yishalahen, and if he's taking from them, so tzarek lahodia. So then he has to tell them that he's using the stuff to actually make the shitav. U'magbiyam in hakarka mashu, and you have to pick it up a little bit. Mashu would seem to be a little different than how Mishnah says it, which was a tefach. So the Gemara clarifies, ma mashu nami takamar. Tefach. Unclear how to punctuate that, but the word mashu also means just a tefach. It's just a little bit is the a little bit significant, not just randomly a little bit. So itmar shitufim mevulos rav amar ein tzarech lazakos shmuel amar tzarech lazakos. For shituf, do you have to actually say I'm doing this on everyone else's behalf, or can you just do it yourself and then it'll work? It's eruv etzchumin. Rav Amar Tzarech Lazakos, Shmuel Amar Ein Tzarech Lazakos. For Tchum, however, so they go the opposite way. Rav says that you have to say this is on behalf of other people. And Shmuel says you don't have to. As long as one person does it, that should be fine for everybody. Exactly who gets joined in, I'm not sure how that works. So Bishlam L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that makes sense. Hachatinan. This one is learned, v'hachalot tanan, and this one's not learned, meaning that according to Shmuel, it makes sense that he says that you need to be mezakeh other people because the shita of being mezakeh is something that we learned in our Mishnah. But we never learned anything about being mezakeh for tchum. So why would it be that you have to be mezakeh for anybody? I think that's what it's saying, that you don't have to do it explicitly.
Can you make a public Eruv Tchumin that everyone can use? I mean, we never talked about that. Could you
I don't think it's possible.
One and announce here it is for everyone, just like you're doing this Shitu for the Mavoi?
it would seem like you're able to do something like that. I just don't know measurement-wise whether you can do it for everybody. Right? Because some people will fall outside of the 2,000 amos to that spot, depending where you put it. I guess if you do it at the outskirts of the city, it could be for everyone. I don't know. I guess that's what it could mean. Do you have to explicitly mention other people, meaning anyone that it could involve? Do you have to explicitly mention them, or can you just do it and then they could use it? So El Rav, my time up. But according to Rav, why did Rav say that you don't have to be mezakeh for an eruv for a sheets of a mavoy, but you do have to be mezakeh for the tchum? So Tanahi to Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, it's Machlokas Tanaim. Master Bekalasa Shal Rabbi Yoshiya B'Shalach Lebeis Amerechatz. We had this his daughter-in-law who had to go to the mikvah on Shabbos on Friday night. V'chashchala, well, I don't know, was the mikvah or just she was going to bathe? I don't know. Either way, she was going to bathe. Shalach Lebeis Amerechatz V'chashchala, and then it got dark. V'ervala Chamosa, and her mother-in-law made sure that she had an eruv tchumen that she could use so she could get back home. And it says ve'erev Allah. So what does that mean, ve'erev Allah? So ba ma'asal of Rabbi Chiya va'asar. Rabbi Chiya says, no, that was asar, because, hold on. Okay, ba ma'asal of Rabbi Chiya va'asar. He said that it was not good because presumably they're not, she wasn't mezakeh for her. Amar lo Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, b'avlai, kol kachat tamachmer b'ervin, kachamar abba, kol sheyesh lacha l'hakel b'ervin hakel. Anything you can be lenient about for ervin, you should be mekel. So here, even though it's the case that she wasn't mezakeh for her, so it should still work. She made an erev tchumen and it should work for her. V'yibayelahu. What was the actual problem? Michel Chamosa Ervala Mishum de Lozixala. Was it her mother-in-law's actual own food and she just wasn't Mizaka for her? Oh Dilma, well, the problem was Michelah Ervala. But rather maybe it was her, maybe it was the actual daughter-in-law, the one that went to the bathhouse, maybe it was her actual food. And the only problem is Mishum to the Shlomi Data, that she did it against her will. She didn't know about it. Right? So maybe that's the problem. So Amar Lehu, Ha'u Mirabanan, Rabbi Yaakov Shumei, they say from Rabbi Yaakov, Ledim Mefarashala, Mefarashala Mine, De Rabbi Yochanan, Mishal Chamosa Irva, Mishum to Lozikzela. It was really a problem that she wasn't Mizaka for her. She didn't say that this belonged to her, this is for her. She just did it. And that was the problem. So
we'll never know whether the poor lady was trapped outside of town for all of Shabbos.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know the end of the story. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Maybe she just assumed that she assumed that it was within the tchum, and then they knew that she wasn't in the tchum, so then they did it for her. I don't know. Interesting case. So by Minei. Hold on. Sorry, I skipped. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov, Bered, Rabbi Devas Yaakov. Kimat es hasam akav ezil esulma detur. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, so go in a different way, and go to the ladder of Tzur. There's a place. Ubay milayim Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidi, and ask him, Bay milayim mishal chamosi erva mishnu dolzik salah, odelma mishal al erva umishum dolzik salah. What was the problem? Was the problem that she wasn't mezakeh for her, as we saw before from Rabbi Yaakov, or was the problem that she did it from the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law didn't know? It was the daughter-in-law's stuff, and she didn't even know. So Amar Lei, Michel Chamosa, Irvala, really, it was the mother-in-law's stuff. The problem was that she wasn't mezakeh for her. And therefore, we have a situation here where there's a machlokas between Tanayim or Amorayim that, I think these are Amorayim, but it's machlokas whether or not you have to be mezakeh for. Seems to be whether or not you're mezakeh for. You have to be mezakeh for erev tchumen, or you could just do it yourself. So that's presumably where Rav comes in from by saying that that you have to be mezakeh for erev tchumen also. So Amar Rav Nachman Naktinan, You always have to be mezakah for anyone who's using it. What about an eruv tavshilin? Another thing that sort of joins things together. Do you have to be mezakah for other people to be included in it or no? What's the question? Didn't you hear a name Shmuel? Eruv tavshilin tzarchos. Everyone knows that. So Amar Le Abaye, no, Pshita Dlo Shmiele. It must be that he didn't hear Di Shmiele Maiti Baile. Why would he have asked? If he didn't know, he wouldn't have asked. Right? Amar Le Atu Eivu Detchum the Milo Amar Shmuel. In Tzorel Chazakos, isn't it the case that by Eruv Etchumen, by Etchum, so Shmuel says you don't have to be Mezakah. But Amar Yehu, Tzorel Chazakos. And now you're saying, Rav Nachman says that you have to, and not now, but you've said in the past that Rav Nachman disagrees with Shmuel and says you have to be mezakeh for Erev Tchumen. So maybe you think the same thing over there that you over here that you do over there. Maybe just like by Erev Tchumen, you disagree with Shmuel and say you have to be mezakeh. So to by Erev Tavshilin, you would also have a different opinion. So where Shmuel says you have to be mezakeh, so maybe here you would say you don't have to be mezakeh. So hachi hashda, bish lamahasam pligi rav Shmuel. Over there, there's an actual machlokas between rav and Shmuel. V'kamashman like chumra demar v'chi chumra demar. So you paskin lechumra in both situations. You paskin lechumra you're mezakeh for erev tchumin. You have to paskin lechumra to be mezakeh for shituf mevus. Aval hacha isa dishmielei miika demand apalik. If you actually had heard about it. So why would you ever ask the question? There's no one else that disagrees, right? There's no chumra that you could even apply to Eruv Tavshilin. You have to mezakeh. That's according to everyone. Okay. Hahu Terezina. Terezina is not here referring to a place in California. It's referring to a superintendent. Non-Jewish, Rashi says, Nachrihi haya memuna al kli zayin. Rashi says that he had a lot of weapons. Safari leaves that point out. I don't know why, but he had a lot of weapons, and either way, he was living among the Jews. So Dahava b'shiva v'usei d'Rebbe Zera Amrulei, they said to him, "O Gerlan Rishusach, can you rent us out your property?" So they didn't allow him. Okay, so the guy wouldn't let us. Can we go to his wife? There's an interesting tactic, right? The husband's not doing it, so let's take the easier way and go to his wife. I'm actually reading a book now called Tribes, which talks about the difference between male and female responsibilities, and you know. The female would be more in charge in earlier times. The female would be more in charge of relationship type things or interpersonal type things. So here they say, well, the guy's not doing it. Let's go. Let's try the wife. So are we allowed to go to the wife to make this schiras rishus? An interesting question. So Amar lehu hachi Amar Reish Lakish Mishmei de Gavra Rabba. He heard it from a great person, Umanu Rabbi Hanina. Some people say it was from Rabbi Hanina. Ishto shel adam ma'areves shelo midato. A woman is allowed to be part of an Erev without someone else's knowledge. This is presumably referring to a Jewish woman, but they're making a parallel to say that a non-Jewish woman could also be socherishas, maskerishas. So ahu torezina dehav b'shvul say to Rabbi Yehuda bar Oshia. There was another one of these superintendents that lived by Rabbi Yehuda bar Oshia. Amar le al garlan rishusach lo argol lehu asu l'kamed Rabbi Yehuda bar Oshia. Amar lu ma'al lemegav the b'tzisa lo avi yaday. So instead, in this case, same thing happens. They come to Rabbi Yehuda bar Oshia, and he says, I don't know what to do. Also, the Kamid Rav Masna, Lohav Yaday, Rav Masna also didn't know what to do. Also, the Kamid Rav Yehuda. So, Amar Luha, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Isha Shaladim Arvis Shlomidato, that the wife of a person could be part of the Erev without him, or do it without his knowledge. So, the Gemara says, wait a second, Mesave, Nashim Sheirv and Ishtatu Shlomidas Bale, and Erev and Erev, Vinjituv and Shituv. Wait a second, we have a Bryce that says explicitly that if the wife is the one that makes the Erev, or if the wife is the one who makes the shituf, so it doesn't work. So Gemara says, lo kasha, had asar, had lo asar. In the case where Shmuel said that a wife could do it, that's in a case where the husband, Rashi says, al b'nei mavoi lo ba'in and da'atei. We don't want his knowledge because he's going to say no. What's that case? Rashi says that the case where we don't believe her, or where it doesn't work, is in a situation where it's not a problem to go from one to the other. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. V'delo asar kigon chatzar sheben shnei mevuos. You have a courtyard which is between two mavois. U'regila imzeh v'lo imzeh. And she prefers to only, I don't know, she prefers to make the shituf with only one of them. That's how Safaria says it. However, in that case, the Braisa, which states that his wife, I know Rashi says masnisim, but it means really the Braisa. However, in that case, the Braisa, which states that his wife may not establish the Erev without his knowledge, is referring to a situation where he would not prohibit his neighbors from carrying, meaning that he would not be a problem. He would be the one that would be lenient. She's the one that's going to make it problematic. Rashi seems to say masnisin, which makes it the opposite. But either way, this is the case. The case is really, what's the default? Is the default that the husband's going to say no, or is the default the husband's going to say yes? That the husband will be lenient, or the husband will be machmir. If the husband's going to be lenient, so then we're not going to listen to the wife. We're going to listen to everyone, whoever makes the erev possible, right? Divra mekim be'erevin. We always follow the lenient opinion. But if we're going to follow, if the husband's going to be strict about it and not allow the erev or the sheitzva to happen, so then we're going to say that we're going to listen to the wife instead. So because if it was the case that it would be, if it wouldn't be that way, there's going to be a machlokas between Shmuel and Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, echad mi b'nei mavav shrug, lishtati mi b'nei mavav lishtatev. Someone who usually is part of the shituf but doesn't do it. B'nei mavav nechnas l'tzoch beisav v'notzen shituf v'menu v'av karcho. People can go into the guy's house and take part of his, take some produce from him to be part of the shituf against his will. Presumably that means to ask the wife. But, not sure. The Masifta says that explicitly, that you have to go ask the wife, that you take it from the wife. But here, it doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that, and the Safari doesn't make any such distinction. It sounds like you literally just go into his pantry, take his stuff. So Ragil in, and Shein Ragil lo, the only time that you would be okay doing that is in a situation where typically the default is that they do make the Shituf. Shein lo Ragil lo, if they don't make the Eruv, so then you would not be allowed to do that. Shema Mina. Meaning there are some times that you're allowed to take measures into your own hands, sometimes you're not allowed to. I guess that's the proof. So Lema Masayale, let's say that it also is supported by the following. Let's say it's supported by the following statement. Kofin osol asos lech v'kor l'mavli. That you're allowed to compel a person to make the Lechi and a korah for the mavoi. I don't exactly know what it means. You're going to force them to do it. You're going to make them put it up. I'm not sure.
The case we're talking about, though, is not where anyone's forcing anyone. He was generally part of this erev, and he wasn't part. He forgot to do it or whatever. They're allowed to go in his house and take it, but there's no forcing. There's no compelling. In the case that we said,
why do you think that he just forgot about it? What gives you that impression?
Well, because so the way it says it, and looking at Safaria, it seems to support that as well. He's usually part of it. He didn't. They can go in and take something from his house. It doesn't seem like there's any anything in that says that.
They're
doing something wrong.
Rashi says, "Eino rotze."
Even says it's only when he would have agreed, but if he doesn't,
no. Rashi says explicitly, "Eino rotze." He doesn't want to do it.
We don't accept.
Rashi says explicitly.
That's on the one that we say it's not good.
No, that's not. I mean, you have to just read it. That's what Rashi says. V'lo nishtatef eino rotze umiskavin lazar alehin. He wants to make it bad for them. Then we forcibly say, "No, you can't do it this Shabbos. You always join in." We have to go and do it. That's explicit. That's not like, I'm not making that up. I'm not implying that. That's what Rashi says. Yeah. Ragel in Shein Ragel Lafine. Lame Messiah like Kof no so lasos life of a Koral Mavo. Shani Hasim Deleka Machitzo. So says the Gemara. That's a different situation. When it comes to Lechi and Akora, there are no walls. In that situation, we're always willing to be more employ a little more compulsion. Rashi says, "Umavoy Magula who ve'enu Noach l'shomro hilkach kofen oso aval hatir betilto la'olam emulach d'va'inan das." So when it comes to making the walls, so then we can compel for the sake of safety of some kind, but in terms of making the shittuf, so then you actually have to get the person's permission. So that's a different situation. So the Gemara says, "Lishna achitza mitzad sheni, mitzad shani." That if it's from the side, so then what does that mean? The preparation of the Erev does not involve an adjustment to the alleyway itself, but rather to the side. It is a side issue. Consequently, an individual cannot force to participate in its preparation. It doesn't seem like that's a clear way to understand it. That's one way to understand it. But when it comes to both statements basically mean that no, this is not taught. That Mishnah is not talking about that Bryce is not talking about the entirety of sheets of the entirety of Mavoy, that you can be compel someone to do it, but rather it's talking about sort of ancillary issues. Whether it means setting up the walls, or whether it means any side issue like the lechi and akora. So those are the times you can compel them, but you can't actually compel them to be part of the shittuf, part of what brings everyone together. So itmar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Osten lechi Asherah. You can make an Asherah tree into a side post. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Osen Kor Asherah. You can make the side, the crossbeam into from the material of an Asherah tree. So the Gemara says, "Man da Amar Korah Koshkin Lechi." The person who says side post, of course, a sort of person that says the side beam, which I guess is more apparent or more exposed. So then, So then, of course, you can do the side post. We're going to actually explain this now. But you couldn't do that. If you say you can do the side post, it doesn't necessarily mean you can be the crossbeam. Why? So this is an interesting concept. We say it's more popular for its use in sukkah. But it says basically that when it comes to the crossbeam, so you need a real shear. You need a certain size. It has to be at least a tefach. In its depth or its girth or whatever, but when it comes to the side beam, it could be even smaller, and therefore the size is not as important. There's machlokes who have shown them how to understand this, what the actual shear is. Is there really no shear for a side beam, or is it just a small shear? I think Tosos talks about it also. Not for now. But basically what it means is katusim etzal shiur, it means that the fact that it's an asherah tree means that it's established to require burning. And the fact that it's supposed to be burned means it doesn't have any significant size right now. There's no actual mamashes to the item, even though literally we see it. But because it's supposed to be burned, the question is: are you allowed to use it for the side post, which doesn't really need a significant size? So then, even if it was burned, we're not going to consider it like it's missing that size. Whereas the crossbeam needs a significant size, and therefore we can't use it because it is, or at least according to some, you wouldn't be able to use it. There's more of a reason not to use it because it's going to be burned up. Okay, new Mishnah. Nismai ta'ocha. Let's say you're running out of food. Most of umazakav in tzarech lo'odia. You can add some food of his own to the shittuf, or to presumably the shittuf, and you don't have to tell anyone about it. However, in Yitosu Alehen, if there were more people that were added, so then most of umazaki, you have to do it on their account. You have to tell them about it. V'tzarech lo'odia, and you have to tell them about it, right? You have to do it on for them, and you have to tell them that they're included in the shittuf. So kama hu shiurun. Presumably this is before Shabbos. Every time it's added, you can't just use the same matzah. You have to add more people. So Gemara says kama hu shiurun bizman shein merubin. When is it that you have to make the measurement? What is the measure of the alleyway when so the Gemara says the Mashin Merubin, when there are a lot of people included in it, Muslim Shte Sudos Lakulam. So you have to have at least two meals for everybody if it's a big group. Bisman Shahain Muatin, if they're a small group, so Krigrogres Kleachod has to be a dried fig bulk for each of the people that is included, or each of the households that's part of the Erev. So Amar Biyosi Bamadamar Muin Bitzchilas Erev, that's when you're first starting out with the Erev of Bishari Erev Koshu. If there's a remnant of it, meaning that someone on Shabbos ate from some of it, so then you also, all you need is anything. But at the beginning of Shabbos, it needs to have those measurements. For a lot of people, it has to have shtei sudos. For a small amount of people, it could be good enough for just a fig worth for each person. And when you have a shitzah of mavoi, maybe saw this a couple weeks ago, when you made a shitzah for the whole mavoi, you still should make an erev for the chatzer, so that people don't forget about erevin. We paskin that you don't necessarily have to do this, or at least we don't have courtyards because we don't do this. I think we assume that our erevin are sheets of mavuos, but unclear what exactly the nafkamina would be. So Gemara says, "My skin rise." We had the machlokes a couple weeks ago whether you can do one for the other, and we do actually do the sheets of mavoi for the whole thing. So my skin and ilam have been echad. Are we talking about one thing? My area and this might. So then what does it mean to the lesson from one thing? You're not losing anything. I feel kawanami, even if you ran out of the whole thing, so it would be fine. So ela b'shnei meaning, rather what it means is that you have two types of food, and you have to, I feel nismai nami lo, even if it gets less, so then you don't have to add something to it. The tana kala ha'elcha mimin echad in tzarech lo'odia, b'shnei meaning tzarech lo'odia. So if it's from two, so you do have to say it. So what is the beginning of the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara says, Ibayis Ema, you could say Mimin Echad, Vibayis Ema Min Shnei Minim. Ibayis Ema Min Echad, Minus, Minus, Nitz, Mat, Mate. That what does it mean? That it got less and so it crumbled. Meaning it's there's not a lot left. So, and that's what it means, that you can add to it and you don't have to tell anyone. Vibayis Ema Min Shnei Minim. So, and maybe you would say that it's really referring to two types of food, but kalashani, when one is completely finished, that's a different halakha than this might. And that's why I would say you'd have to tell people about it when you lost an entire type of the food, so maybe that's when you would have to tell people about it. So, no tosfo aleh, most of them zakat, if more people were included in it, so then you have to tell people about it. Amar of shizvi, amar of chista, zosam es chaluke alav, chavir val Rabbi Yehuda. It seems like we disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ditznan, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Bemad Rav Mumer be'Erevei Tchumen. That's referring to Erevei Tchumen. Abab Erevei Chatzeres Ma'arvin Bein Lazas Bein Shlomidas. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda says that you can actually do it without telling anyone when it comes to an Erev of a Chatzer. So Pshita V'Chulukin. So then, obviously, they disagree. Why would Rav Chista have to teach us this? Clearly, they disagree. So Ma'od Detayim Hanimil B'Chatzer Shemayim Bein Shnei Mevus B'Chatzer Shamavol Yachad Emalo. So maybe you would think it only applies in the case of two chatzers, two mavois, which are distinct because there's a chatzer in between them, but within the same chatzer. So maybe he doesn't disagree. Maybe he would think you're allowed to still do it without their knowledge. K'mashmalan, even Rabbi Yehuda thinks that for one chatzer inside of one mavoi, you would still have to be more explicit and tell people about the fact that you're making a new Erev, or you're adding to the Erev. You're adding to the Erev on their behalf. Is that what it means? The town of the Mishnah maintains that he must inform all cases contrary to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda said the other opinion. Rabbi Yehuda is the opposite opinion. It says that if you're in the same class, you do not have to tell them. Whereas maybe you would have thought that when it comes to the same Erev, so the Rabbanon wouldn't require you to tell everyone because everyone's together already. Yeah. Okay, Kamash Mulan, that even then they would have to say, they would say that you have to tell everyone. So Kamahishu, run Kamahu Merubin. How much is a lot of people? Right, so we know that you have to have two meals worth, but how much is a lot of people that you would need two meals worth for? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shmona Esrei Bnei Adam. It's 18 people. Shmona Esrei V'Sulo. Is that true? It's not only more than 18. Emishmon Mishmon Esrei V'Elach. Rather, it's 18 and more. Right, it's not exactly 18 people, but rather 18 and up. Umay Shmona Esrei Dinake. Why did you say 18? If you have two seudos worth, and it doesn't create a fig worth for each and every person, so that's considered like a lot of people. And you can just keep it at two meals. And if you don't have that amount, if you don't have the amount to give a fig to each person with two seudos, so then you have to actually give the actual fig. You can't just do two seudos. V'agav orche kamash malan, d'shtei seudos havin shmona esrei gregos. And somehow we just figured out that that two meals is the same as 18 dried figs. I don't know how that factors into other seudos that we have, but either way, that's how it's going. Okay, we'll take off with the Mishnah, Mirat Hashem, tomorrow. Shkayach.